Former State Rep Joan Bauer is taking a temporary seat on the Lansing School Board. Charles Ford's resignation took effect a couple weeks ago. That's according to Kathleen Levy in today's Lansing State Journal. And the school district is also adopting a new logo, a globe, a graduation cap, and Lansing skyline feature in that, according to today's Lansing State Journal. It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. 4 weeks from tonight, East Lansing's Wharton Center opens its new season. It features a rich array of live music, theater, dance, and guest speakers. Highlights include the Dance Theater of Harlem, Roseanne Cash, Blue Man Group, Michelle Norris of NPR, two cellos, and many more. Up first, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra's traditional Masterworks opener featuring violinist Yevgeny Kutik. And Wharton Center is just about ready to offer single ticket sales, which is a big day at Wharton. And Wharton's public relations manager, Bob Hoffman, joins us with more. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I've gotten the impression over the years that this first day of individual ticket sales is pretty dialed up. Do you hear from a whole lot of people on that day?
Yeah, you know, it's big because people who don't want to commit to the subscription, it's their first opportunity to buy a single ticket to Once or any of the shows that are coming. So it's a big day for some people.
And for the record, when is that day?
So it's coming up this Monday, August 18th, 10 o'clock in the morning. You can start buying your individual tickets to the season. Now, there's two exceptions. We've got Kinky Boots and Phantom of the Opera, which are going to have on sale dates later in the season.
Okay.
But pretty much everything else is going to be on sale. So right now, leading up to this, we've been on sale for subscribers, meaning if you buy five or more of the Broadway shows, you can get your tickets right away, or five or more of the performing arts seats shows, you can get your tickets right away. So this is their first opportunity to buy individual tickets.
Well, if single ticket sales generate a fraction the enthusiasm that football fans have for the NFL preseason, that's a yeah, really good thing.
It is, right? Well, you know, I got to say, subscription sales have been going incredibly well. I mean, we're getting people really to understand the benefits of subscribing and getting your tickets early and reserving your seats early and becoming a member of the E-Club and getting all that information that you can about Wharton Center attractions, because, you know, they sell out. And once they sell out,
you're out of luck.
You're
basically
out of luck.
Let's hear a passage from one of the highly anticipated acts from this coming season. This is Sunday evening, way ahead, February 22nd, in the performing arts series Two Cellos. It's Guns N' Roses being performed on a pair of cellos. Welcome to the jungle.
That's unusual, isn't it? Yeah, these guys are cool. They're two Croatian young men who've really taken the cello to new heights.
And they've created quite a sensation.
Yeah, they really have. YouTube, you should check them out on YouTube.
Oh,
if you haven't.
I have.
They're incredible.
Yeah. Again, as always, a tremendous showcase of diverse music, Moscow State Symphony Orchestra, Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Let's get another sample here from a jazz band that's coming to Wharton this year. These are the Hot Sardines. Tell us more about the Hot Sardines. Who are these people?
This is a great group. You know, if you like the 20s, 30s, 40s, if you like that kind of moving jazz, if you like the sultry Paris jazz, well, then the Hot Sardines are for you. You know, it's kind of a a mix, a hodgepodge of all different sounds of jazz, and they invoke a sound that was real popular about a century ago, I think. So
there are several performances next season by people with ties to public radio. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't mention these. Michelle Norris, former host of All Things Considered, is the author of Grace and Silence, which is an option in the City of East Lansing's One Book, One Community event. She'll be here 1 month from today, as it turns out.
She opens our season, actually.
September 15th.
Yeah.
Ira Glass, host of This American Life in April, and NPR humorist and author David Sedaris on October 26th. How can someone turn so much vulnerability into so much humor? I don't think anybody does that quite like David Sedaris. After years at Wharton now, Bob, do you know who's going to sell out and who won't? Do you have a good handle on that?
Well, you're always shocked. You're always yes and no. I think some days you get it, and then other days you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this show isn't selling because it's so good. So there's no formula. There's no, you know, it just depends on what's happening in the community, what's going on in the community, and I think that every show that we have, though, my hardest job is thinking I want to go to every single thing that we have.
Yeah. Do you hear from, I assume you must hear from your patrons, from your members, hey, you ought to bring
fill in
the blank. I mean, is that a pretty intense dialogue?
Are you hearing from your members? I get that all the time. I get people emailing me all the time saying, hey, have you thought about this? Do you know about this? And then what we do is give that information over to Mike Brand, our executive director, who makes the decisions, with our programming manager, Brian Howe. We absolutely want to hear from people. And you know what? If the group's touring and it looks like it could sell here and they're touring through mid-Michigan, well, then, hey, absolutely. We want to hear from you. And I think that we've really, you know, done a good job of listening to what our audiences want and bringing those shows like Two Cellos and Hot Sardines and things like that to mid-Michigan. We've always had the non-Broadway shows, but I think that you're seeing some more hip, cool, today artists.
How do performers generally feel about coming to East Lansing? Have you gotten a feel for that over the years?
Well, I can talk about Broadway performers because Broadway performers love the Wharton Center. Number one, we have continental seats, which means there's no aisle, which as a performer, if you're on stage, that's a more intimate setting for you. There's an energy between the audience and you that you don't get when there's aisles. So that's one thing they've told me. The other thing that they've told me is they love the spaciousness of the center, especially backstage when they have an amazing dressing room and lots of room to walk around, because you don't get that in a lot of the older theaters.
You've got a number of blockbusters coming either for the first time or returning. Annie, Pippin, Blue Man Group, Phantom of the Opera is back for the fourth time. Tell us more about one of the more recent musicals, Once. This is a 2006 movie that became a Broadway play and got pretty hot on Broadway. What's Once about?
So it's about a Dublin street musician who's giving up on his dream when he meets a beautiful woman who takes a sudden interest in his music, and the chemistry between the two catapults their relationship and him to a different place. And it's a romantic, touching story. It won the 2012 Tony Award. It won a Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. And it's based on a 2006 movie of the same name.
What is it like getting around the Wharton Center these days with FRIB so close by and the recent construction?
Good question.
Should people be aware of that before the season starts?
You know, right now it's easy. And this is a great question, because if you haven't joined our e-club, join our e-club, so we can email you if there is any construction, or we can tell you that, you know, if you're coming to Wharton Center, and we'll do that anyways. Share your information with us. But right now, it's clear. It's good. We're ready for the season to start, which is this is kind of, I think, the most fun time for me, because I get excited about, you know, it's a month away, and our season starts, and I'm excited about the NFL preseason.
It's that intense. The anticipation is really intense, for sure. Bob Hoffman of Wharton Center. Once again, single ticket sales go on become available here on Monday before the 2014-2015 season at East Lansing's Wharton Center. Thanks, Bob. Good
luck. Thank you, Mark.